What are you recording?
Yeah.
You're an idiot. Hello, Breakfast Baddies. On today's show, do plants have feelings? Owen, do they?
You're not supposed to ask me. You're just supposed to read it like a list.
Okay. Curry. Cameron Poppygate. Steph's creepy hands. History. And Steph's hat fight. Was it a hat fight?
I think you needed to read it again, but just a million times better.
Okay. Hello, Breakfast Baddies. On today's show, do plants have feelings? Curry tales. I'm going to start again because I keep saying...
Start again. I'll cut it, don't worry. I'll cut all of this bit out like
I usually do. I'll tell you what, why don't you read it out today?
I'm not reading it out, it's your job.
You're an idiot. Hello, Breakfast Baddies.
Whenever you're
ready. Welcome to the show. Hello, Breakfast Baddies. Welcome to today's... Hello. Just shouting hello now. Hello.
All right, go.
All right, hang on. Good morning, Breakfast Baddies. On today's show, we answer the questions...
I was just pointing at the clock. It's like nearly 6 o'clock in the evening.
Yeah, but people listen to this in the morning on the way to work.
Okay, all of them.
Well, I think so.
Just say hello, Breakfast Baddies, yeah? Stick to the script.
Okay. Hello, Breakfast Baddies. On today's show, we answer the age-old question, do plants have feelings? Which is the best curry? Cameron's poppy gate, Steph's creepy hands, history, and Steph has a fight in a hat. No, with a hat.
Will that do?
Do you want to do it again? No, I don't want to do it again. Oh, okay, she doesn't have a fight in a hat. It's over a hat.
About a hat. Is that it?
Yeah. Enjoy. Welcome to Breakfast Bad. Episode 4? Is it episode 4?
Yeah.
Okay. Why is it called Breakfast Bad?
Because we like breakfast and Breaking Bad.
Steph, what did you have for breakfast today?
I haven't had anything yet. Sorry.
See, history leads me to think that you're going to be so grumpy in about 20 minutes.
Probably.
I think you might be grumpy
I'm not. I'm not as hungry as I usually am, so I think we're fine.
Oh, go on.
I was going to say, what have you guys had for breakfast?
Oh, okay. What did you have for breakfast?
I had some scrambled eggs with cheese, and I had one of them protein shake things.
Did you have some rye bread with some banana on it?
Not today.
What type of cheese was it? Was it real cheese, vegan cheese, or Marmite cheese?
Basically, I'm eating up all of the cheese and the dairy and all that.
Oh, my God.
What, in the world?
No, they're just that we've got enough flour.
What did you...
Should we address the issue? I'm not going vegan.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm not going to go vegan.
Because we won't be able to be friends.
Yeah, that's...
A big part of our life is eating bacon.
Yeah, but I'm not averse to the idea of having
more
only vegan stuff in the house. Apart from, they don't do a suitable butter substitute, so until they sort that out, I'm going to keep eating Lurpak.
Okay.
Lurpak.
Okay.
What did you have for breakfast?
I had...
4 steaks?
No. I had... it was like 2 pieces of toast... with some Philadelphia on it, then with a slice of ham in the middle, and then put together.
So like a toasted sandwich?
Yeah, but in a toaster.
Quite. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you see that thing where they were saying about how to make melted cheese on toast if you don't have a grill? And you turn your toaster on its side, and then put the cheese on top. But then, like, it was like a photo of that, and then someone says, look what happened to mine.
Smashed it.
Just like, the toast had just fallen out and cheese was all over the floor.
Because it will shoot it out at the end, won't it?
Brilliant.
We should definitely try that.
You can get them cheeky little toasty bags.
I have those. Yeah, they're good.
I don't know what they are.
It's like a bag.
It looks like greaseproof paper, and then you put like your sandwich in the toaster in the bag, and it toasts it for you.
That sounds good.
You know how I said I wasn't hungry and I didn't want to buy crumpets? We need to stop talking about cheese toasties.
Okay.
What have you been up to? That good, yeah?
Yeah, it's been pretty good. Do you want to do that?
That's what we do, isn't it?
Yeah, we fill people in, isn't that
a thing? Okay, well, I did something really bad the other day. I went to the chip shop. This is really embarrassing. Right, you know, like when you're saying goodbye to someone, I'll often say, good, see you later, guys.
Yeah.
Right? Well, for some reason, as I was leaving the chip shop, I was like, see you later, and I almost said gays, but I tried to correct it, so I actually went, see you later, gay eyes. So I called the woman behind the counter gay eyes, which was pretty
bad. What was weird is I saw that written down, gay eyes chip shop, and I wasn't sure what that was going to be.
Now you know.
So, yeah, that's the tamest version of what...
I was a little bit drunk the other night, and I was out with 2 mates, not you two, two different ones. Rude. And one of them's really good at running, and one of them's really good at cycling. And they're talking about doing a triathlon, because I was really drunk. I think I'm doing the swimming part.
I think you have to do all three.
No, you do one each.
Okay.
Like, one of them's got to like run 10 miles, the other one's got to like cycle 10 miles, and I've got to swim for like 2 miles.
That's just an athlon, if you want my opinion.
It's not the
there's three elements to it.
Yeah, but you're only doing one of them. That's cheating.
Do you really think we're going to be able to swim 2 miles?
I don't think you should even attempt
it. I think it might even be in the River Thames.
We've been swimming before. We do two lengths and then we go and get chips from the cafe.
That's, do you know, yesterday I had the biggest craving for like when you're at the leisure centre and everything smells like chlorine, then you go upstairs and you get some food.
Yeah.
I had the weirdest craving for that yesterday.
For what, food?
No, like going swimming and then getting food.
Getting chlorine.
Yeah, you hadn't even been swimming.
No. And like, it was like I could smell chlorine and then I was like, I want the food that you get after you go swimming.
That's because swimming really, really builds up an appetite. That's why.
Yeah.
I had, especially when you do like two or three lengths like we do.
I had a curry last night and you know like, I heard someone the other day say that the best garnish, is it garnish? Yeah, the best garnish you can get is to be hungry. Like if you're then really hungry, then anything will taste good. I was so hungry last night, we got this curry. Oh my God. Even the poppadoms, like.
Where'd you get it from?
Curry Express.
50 quid. Bing!
curry did you get?
I had a chicken pasanda.
Did you?
Well, yeah. I like a pasanda.
That's a bit coconutty, isn't it?
It's not as coconutty as the korma.
Yeah.
And Lucy had a chicken tikka bhulti, which is good because there's always a little bit left. So I always get like my bit and then her.
I went for a curry with Kerry and Bex the other Sunday, I think. Yeah. And I got something different. I tried something new.
Really? Don't ever do that again.
I know. And well, the thing is, I never ever do. And like, we were really hungry. So we had poppadoms and we had starters. So I thought, if I don't love it, it's not the end of the world. Like, usually if you go for a curry and you get the main, it's,
yeah.
So that's why I never try anything new. And I tried, it was called like, what's the curry place I go to?
Rajdouth.
It's called Rajdouth King
bing,
Prawns.
Bing.
And it was alright.
Great end to a story.
Well, no, my point is that I was so proud of myself for trying something new.
I always think
your problem was that it had prawns in it.
No, that's the best part of it. You're an idiot.
Someone told me once that everyone, like the first thing you have in an Indian restaurant, the first time you ever go for a curry, that's what you'll have for the rest of your life.
It's because you choose what
and then they nice. Said they said one day you'll try something different and then you just go back.
Yeah.
Well, I started off on a korma and then I went up to the chicken tikka masala and then I think I went up one more and then I stepped back.
Yeah.
And now I just get the chicken tikka masala. But I have had like vindaloos and fives and that. Like, really? They're all right. They don't. It's not because.
I think it just tastes of fire, doesn't it? You can't taste the meat.
it tastes of fire.
Tastes like smouldering.
Yeah, I'm so hungry. Can we get a curry?
Yeah. Oh my God.
It's really weird. I've got to start work at 1.
Well, see, we had this conversation the other day because Will wanted a lunchtime curry and I was like, that's not a thing.
I think that can be a thing. They sometimes do these buffets where you can get all you can eat.
Yeah, but like as a real person, it was on the breakfast on Sunday and we were both really hungry. And he was like, I want a curry. And I was like, I don't want a curry at like 1 PM.
It's too weird. Wait. It needs to be at the end of the night.
Do you know what my thing is that I'm going to put this out there. I don't know how many man points I'm going to lose for this, but you know how most people, they like a nice pint of Cobra or a Tiger or something with a...
Yeah.
Do you know what I like with a curry?
What?
A nice big glass of milk.
I thought
you were saying a lovely glass of rosé.
I knew that's coming.
Is that what you ordered?
That's why I prefer to have a takeaway rather than eat out because you
it's
can't
too weird.
Do that when you go out to the restaurant.
What would you like to drink? Can I have a pint of milk, please?
Soy milk now, though, right?
That's what I don't understand when people go out for a curry. Like, I get so full. Like, I could eat lots of little things till the day is through. Like, I can absolutely gorge myself.
It's like the Chinese starters are the best things in the world.
Yeah, Chinese fills me up more than the curry.
Yeah, but if you just... Because there's just that starters,
you have lots
and
lots of different bits. But if I just eat a lot of one thing, my stomach gets full really, really quickly.
Mm.
And that's what upsets me about curry.
It upsets me about life.
So that was some stuff.
Yeah. I also went to that salt and good place. Really good.
Is it
like, salty?
At lunchtime? No.
Should we go to
salt? So it's good,
weirdly,
but not salty.
Like, weirdly, they don't even have salt on the table.
Really?
Can we go to salt and good after this? I'm hungry.
It's really good. Like, they don't have like the biggest selection like you do in like Jimmy's World Buffet and stuff like that, but it's all just so nice and freshly cooked and just really good.
Yeah, we need to stop talking about food.
Yeah.
I'm going to pause this section and I think we're going to come back to the sound of chewing.
Orange, Steph, you want some orange?
Wait, is it
we're what? Recording now, so okay. say that again.
I'm allergic to squash.
What do you mean by that? Do you mean that you can't get squashed?
No, yeah. There's an additive in like pretty much every single squash, and it brings me out a horrible rash.
Whereabouts?
Like all over.
Jesus.
Wow. You know, I used to get it all the time when I was younger, and I didn't understand why. And they just thought I was a sickly child, and yeah, it turned out it was because I always used to go to like my aunt's, used to babysit me, and she used to give me squash. Because like as a rule, we don't keep it in our house anyway. Yeah, no, I come out in a really bad rash every time I drink squash.
Does this make you feel jealous that I'm drinking this now?
No, I don't really like it.
Can we do a little test and then take some photos for the website? No,
I'm not gonna be rashy.
Squash rash.
Yeah.
So is this news?
No, we haven't gone on to
news.
Okay.
News for
I thought it was news.
People.
News.
No, it's not news. News.
News.
Should we do news now?
Yeah.
Okay. News. News. David Cameron had a poppy, or didn't have a poppy.
And he got it superimposed.
Do you know about this, Owen?
No, I don't know anything about it.
Okay, well, David Cameron put a photo on Twitter.
With a tattoo.
Put a photo on Twitter of him with a poppy. And then someone looked at it and was like, seen that photo before. And it was a photo from 2 years ago. It was an old photo from 2 years ago of him without a poppy. And they just photoshopped a poppy on. Rather than buying a poppy. Like,
really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's stupid, isn't it?
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Like, the thing was that they, like, when they sort of, like...
Someone's really out to get you if they backcheck, like, the catalogue of every photo of you and say, yep, that's that one, and yep, no poppy.
The thing is, what annoys
not
me about
endorsing
it, it's like,
anything, but...
imagine if that was... Corbyn, who did that, like it would just be front page of every paper, like it would just been absolutely ripped to bits. But yeah, it's Cameron, so it's not been that big of a deal, but it should have been.
So talk me through this Cameron and Corbyn thing. Why?
What do you want to know?
Like, why is this? All I ever hear about this Corbyn character is good things.
Yeah,
because so you why don't read the papers.
Yeah, it's because you don't read the papers. Like, the good things happen on social media about him and through people talking because people like him. But in the press, they just say, oh, he's bloody mad, this Corbyn. That's the kind
when
of
when are they
attitude.
Just going to get rid of the newspapers and decide that it's just bad for the trees and that?
No, because like because the way it works is like the corporations run the newspapers and they want the Tories in charge because the Tories give the corporations money. That's how it works.
It's quite
so
a well-known
press,
fact now.
Yeah.
Know,
so.
The press is controlled
I know,
by
I know,
the Tories.
I know about all that, but like on a like that aside, like let's bring it back to the vegan thing. Like newspaper, big waste of paper, right?
It is a big waste
of
paper.
Is this going to be a thing? Are we going to get lectured about stuff?
For the record, I'm not going vegan.
Can afford that.
What's the matter with you?
Yeah, but no. That aside,
you've gone like really green.
Newspapers, they're like a big waste of paper.
They
right?
are.
I like a newspaper though.
But the thing is, I can't read them. Like, they're just too anti.
Yeah, but on the flip side, I could say, well, then if you get rid of, like, do you know one thing? Okay, whenever I have a newspaper and I'm somewhere, so like public transport or on the plane, somebody always starts talking to me because they ask to borrow my newspaper, and then I always have a conversation with them. Otherwise, I'd just be sitting there reading the news off my phone, killing the environment in other ways with all the like
laser beams,
and frying my brain, constantly being stuck on my phone, never talking to anyone about anything.
I did read something the other day. Someone said there was something on Facebook that said if trees gave out free Wi-Fi, we'd be planting them all over the world.
That's very true.
But you've missed out the best bit about it. What? It said, but unfortunately, all they do is give us the air that we breathe.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the point of the story.
Yeah.
Those stupid trees not giving us Wi-Fi, goddamn.
Fucking tree idiots.
What are they good for? Have you seen that tree that's changing its gender?
What?
There's like a big tree, like a big man tree.
Is it going to go for an op?
And well, the thing is, I just looked at the article and I didn't read it, so I'm going to guess
way.
It here. But no, like it looks like an old man. Like you know how trees are really big and sometimes they can be knotty. It looks like an old man.
Yeah.
And like I think the world, like it's starting to change. So the people who maintain it have decided that it wants to be a woman. They're going to make it look like a woman tree instead.
Oh right,
that's mental.
Speaking of
moving on.
Oh, should I tell you something? I was in the car the other day talking to somebody, and it was dark. That sounds weird, but it wasn't. And I was talking about something, and I went like this with my hand, and it cast a shadow on the side of my car. And they went, ah! What was that? And I had to explain about my weird hand, and I got really upset.
I like the idea you've got hands that make children scream.
It wasn't a child. It's a grown adult man, which is probably worse. But.
Speaking about like trees and that, and you and your eco thing, like plants have feelings now.
Yeah, you put something about this on the Facebook.
Right, they did some tests, and this is really horrible. Like, apparently, a plant, like, throws out like like noises, like if there's something coming near it, like a caterpillar.
You never read the BFG?
No.
That's what it's all about. That's why he doesn't pick flowers, because he can hear the flowers screaming when he picks them.
Well, that, they do that though now. Like,
what do you mean now?
But they've just found it out. Like, so a caterpillar goes to eat a plant, it sort of goes, makes this noise to try and scare the caterpillar away. And it also, like, so if you're...
How's that going for it?
Not great.
Yeah.
Like, but the thing is, like, it makes noises when we eat them. Like, and stuff like that. So it's like...
Mr. Vegan.
It's a bit green, isn't it? A bit green.
Well, what? A bit green. Yeah, but what are we going to do? Like, are we just going to, like, sacrifice ourselves a bit, or let's let everyone else live and just not eat anything? Is that the plan?
I don't have the answers. I'm just giving you the facts.
We're making
GM
food,
it's way too eco-political for me today.
So we can just eat, like,
yeah,
GM food.
Apparently they're growing meat in labs.
I'm not averse to that.
Yeah, I'm all up for that.
They 3D printed a heart the other day.
Yes, science! Yeah.
We can eat that.
No!
So 3D printing, what did they print it out of?
They like, got muscle and tissue and stuff, and then just, like, I guess they just had, like, a big slab of, like, human...
I don't like that.
...stuff.
See, something like that, if you've got all of that, like, gumph and stuff, and you've got someone that can sit there and program and, like, design where the bits need to be, why would they not just take the time to do that by hand, rather than think, right, we're going to print this?
Because it, like, leads on to, like, that was my whole idea. If you had all the human bit on one side and all the human bit on the other side, it means
yeah,
you could eventually teleport.
It would be a generic one, you're not going to teleport.
You are. Right, okay, back on topic.
Yeah.
Back on topic
in the news. Bacon is apparently... Every single thing we're talking about is food. Bacon. Bacon is now as bad as smoking.
Apparently it's because red meat gives you cancer.
What
I want to know, are the boffins, like, in a room somewhere saying, right, what does Kev like? Like smoking? He likes bacon? Like,
FIFA's next. Well, the thing is, I saw the thing and it said about all the statistics of how much more likely, like, smoking is to give you cancer and stuff, and it was, like, in the, like, really big percentages. And, like, bacon, it did a little bit, but, like, say smoking was your 80% more likely, like, bacon was your 20% more likely. Yeah, so it's not quite...
So if I took...
So if you eat four bits of bacon, it's as bad as one cigarette.
Okay, so, like, what you're saying is, like if so smoking's 80%, bacon's 20%, basically I've got the 100%.
Yeah.
Cool.
Shit.
Yeah.
Well, it's like there's that man that was in the news the other day because he was like 102 years old and he'd been a vegetarian like his whole life and lived a really healthy life, and like he was dying and he was like, it wasn't worth it. He said, like, I would rather have died earlier.
Many people live to 102.
No, but he said,
saying,
like,
it was a miserable existence.
He wants to burn out rather than fade away.
Yeah, basically he was like, yeah, I've lived this long, but like everyone else I know has died. Like, I've had to spend all my life being careful about what I eat, and he's like, I've looked at everyone else having fun and died happy, so I'm, like, old and miserable.
Oh, his messages.
Yeah. I'm just saying, yeah, I think there's a fine line between taking care of yourself and, like, sacrificing other elements of your life.
Okay, so...
Give me some bacon.
Yeah. Good. Okay. Is that all the news?
Is that news? Should we leave that news?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I went round to see Reese the other day just to hang out and, like, sort of pick his brain about a few things. And that man knows stuff.
Mm.
He does, like, we know that he knows stuff, right? But he's listened, like, he listens to audiobooks, right, rather than reading books. So he's listened to that Stephen Hawking one, and he's doing one at the moment called The Complete History of the World. And he just goes through the whole history of the world from the very beginning all the way up to, like, modern day.
What type of history? Like, I am the world I was born, or, like, historical events?
Like, from the dawn of man... Like, and it will cover, like, different parts of
that's
the
not technically history, is it? The dawn of man.
It's the history of the world.
Yeah, the world. You must have heard that analogy about if the world had been around for a day, like, and it was like a year. I mean, if the world had been around for a year, when man turned up at the party, it was 2 minutes to midnight on New Year's Eve. What do you think about that? How do you like those apples?
Quite like it.
I don't understand.
So imagine, like, the world has been around for how many millions and millions of years. If you can pack that, like, scale it down into, like, the length of a year.
We haven't been here very long at all.
Okay,
like, so the
right.
whole year has gone by, and then at 2 minutes to 12, man has turned up and partied.
On New Year's Eve.
On New Year's Eve, yeah.
minutes to 12 every night.
I just didn't understand why the New Year's Eve thing was in there.
Because it's like just such a small amount. 2 minutes out of a whole year. That's how long we've been here.
Okay, right, okay.
That's short, right?
It's very hard to look comprehend, isn't it? Because we're only here for, like, 100 years or whatever.
No,
like,
for a long time. We're here for a good time.
Like, and, like, when you think, like, we're in, what, 2015 now?
Yeah.
Like, That's a lot of years, isn't it? It's thousands.
This might, so I've got two facts for you, and they're both history related. This might blow your mind. The Tyrannosaurus Rex lived closer to the time that we're alive than it did the time that the Stegosaurus was alive.
That's mental.
The Stegosaurus was around 150 million years ago. The Tyrannosaurus Rex was around 65 million years
really?
Ago.
Really?
Yep, that's a fact.
That's unbelievable.
So dinosaurs were here for like a really long time then.
Yeah, but I think there were different phases, weren't there? There was the whole Jurassic ones and the Cretaceous and the something else.
Well,
I
mean, one.
Triassic, that was another one.
Like, if whatever it was that happened that wiped them all out, if that hadn't happened, would they have eventually evolved, maybe got smaller again, and then sort of become, like, human dinosaurs?
I'm not Rhys Kirkman. You need to
That's a good one for him, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a good... What's he doing right now?
Hang on, let's have a look. 11:22. I think he has a break at 11:30.
Okay, well maybe we'll like make some conclusions of our own. Okay.
One of the best things that happened in our conversation was we were talking about like inventions and like we were talking about like you had all these different civilizations all over the world, all sort of progressing at the same time when man was there, and like they're all doing like different inventions and stuff. And like the bit that got me was like some of them would have like started using mathematics and language and stuff like that, but they hadn't invented the wheel.
Mm.
Yeah, other places had. So, I think the Egyptians didn't invent the wheel. It's just, like, bizarre. And they wouldn't have got it until a boat appeared and they sort of started exchanging technologies.
I read another weird thing when I was there, which is kind of related. They said, you know, you get, like, the Aztec civilizations, and they look all, like, looks really impressive, like, the old ruins that you get out in the forest and stuff. I thought that was really impressive. Like, wow, they made all these buildings and stuff. But I read that Oxford University was built at the same time that the Aztecs were building all that shit. And look how rubbish that is. And people still do the whole Oxford University thing.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's weird.
We were better.
I don't know if we were better.
Can you say that? And edit. do you want to hear my other facts? You're going to like this.
Okay.
So, when Star Wars was released, what year was that? 77?
Yeah.
Do you know what was still happening in France in that year?
No.
The guillotine was still being used.
Wow.
Yep.
That's insane.
So it's quite possible that someone that watched Star Wars at the cinema also got their head cut off by a guillotine.
For watching Star Wars.
I'm speculating that. I just know that they were around at the same
time. That's really weird.
I don't know if any like Star Wars fans did get decapitated. Maybe Rhys Kirkman.
If someone could get in touch.
Okay.
What's the other thing that happened? Oh yeah, like language as well. Like, because they had like in Egypt.
It's different because of the air pressures, isn't it?
No, no. In like ancient Egypt and stuff, they had hieroglyphics and stuff, and that's how they communicated. And they didn't speak, right? So like, there must have been a
point.
What do
you mean they didn't speak?
They didn't speak.
What do you mean they didn't speak?
They would draw pictures to communicate.
No.
Yeah.
No.
That's how it would have happened.
No. Yeah. I think they drew pictures rather than wrote. I think they spoke.
No.
I don't believe you.
No, all right, we'll check with Rhys.
Why would they not speak?
Because
like, how can you tell a baby, don't make that sound, what are you doing?
Just look at this picture and understand that.
Like, that sounds like it can't possibly be true.
Yeah, because like, and then like, they someone...
It sounds like it's going to be a clip for season three.
Okay, well,
of course the Egyptians spoke.
They had signs first, like writings first. We'll ask Rhys in a minute, right? And then someone must have sort of thought, this is ridiculous. They must have somehow like thought that, even though they had no language. And then they must have tried to teach...
They spoke ancient Egyptian.
Who was the first person to speak it?
Probably Tutankhamun or someone, I don't know, but they definitely
But there must have been a point where people weren't speaking.
Yeah, but
and someone had to have sort of said...
Even cavemen spoke.
Do you want another fact, just to bring down the tension just a little second? Cleopatra lived closer to the building of Pizza Hut than she did the pyramids.
When you say she lives closer,
no,
you
mean in distance? I mean in years.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant distance.
No, in years. She lived closer to the time that the first Pizza Hut was built than she did when the pyramids were built.
Okay, maybe...
I've been in lots of reading.
All right, Rhys Kirkman.
Yeah.
Right, okay, back to my point. Right, all right, maybe I'm
slightly... You're being an idiot.
Okay, well, at some point, people couldn't speak.
At some point,
why?
Yeah, but well before the Egyptians.
No, like...
I don't think so.
You say speak, they would have... Even if it was like a grumble and a moan and that, like, they would have... They would have made noises before they wrote.
But then the point I'm trying to get at is they must have thought, this is ridiculous, we need to have proper language. So someone, none of them could speak, one of them that was the cleverest one must have thought, we need a language. And he would have had to teach everyone...
Teach it, yeah.
...the language, like, without having having the words to say.
Yeah, but
do you know what I mean?
It wasn't like all of a sudden he went home and he wrote, like, a massive, like, 6 million word dictionary. There would have been about 12 words, wouldn't there?
Mm.
And then they made them up as they went along.
I think the writing came first, though.
It didn't.
The pictures came first, and then, like...
Maybe, like I say, back in caveman era, but, like, everybody knows that was a thing.
Okay.
No, they would have...
How would you elect a king of Egypt without speaking?
I think they just drew it.
just went round to every single house and went, is it all right if this is a thing?
Right, we can just drop this down and you can double check this with Reese.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
Okay. All right, the other thing that happened as well that came up was like thousands of years ago.
Was this true or also false?
This is true. You're mean. You're mean when you're hungry. The other thing that happened as well, like thousands of years ago, loads of stuff got invented and then it all got destroyed. And then like thousands of years later, it kind of started again. And like, for example, they knew the world was round. And then like when civilizations, because the Dark Ages happened, like basically everyone got killed and they kind of started again, and when they started again they thought the world was flat, and then someone sort of said, no, the world's round, and then like that person got loads of praise, and like through looking back again through like ancient things, we thought, no, they did know that already.
That's weird, cool. Isn't it?
It's weird.
Yeah. I'll give you that fact.
Thank you.
It's alright.
I find things weird, like
my name's Owen and
like when they did like really like astrological things back in the day, didn't they? Like things like Stonehenge and various things. Like, how on earth would they have mapped that stuff out? Because now you can do it with your
heart attack. That way you maps that out.
It's like the pyramids and stuff are all aligned with stars and things, aren't they? And
yeah, but that's like impressive going. It's all well done.
But the pyramid thing, like, there's quite a lot of evidence that it was kind of, like, because of, like, an alien civilization, isn't there?
I don't think there's evidence.
That's what they say about Stonehenge. Nobody knows how Stonehenge got there.
Yeah, I think the pyramid thing is a little bit weirder, because there's pictures and stuff in, like, there's hieroglyphics of, like, things in the sky.
Indiana Jones.
I'm not.
Didn't they just... It wasn't just a mass slave labour to build the pyramids?
Yeah.
But they don't even know how they got... They didn't even have the wheel. How did they make them
go
up?
Yeah, they did in Egypt time, didn't they?
No, not in ancient Egypt. They're one of the civilizations that didn't.
Yeah?
Yep. Well, check with Reese.
I think they just had hundreds of thousands of slaves though, didn't they?
Yeah, but how would you lift like those massive things?
It's all about like ropes cranes. And pushing and... Have you not seen this?
Hear that?
Yeah.
Are
we calling Reese then?
Should we phone him now?
Yeah. Okay, shall I pause this?
Yeah.
So Kevin has looked up a site... Where it's shunned the fact that the Egyptians had the wheel, but instead, how did they do levitation, did you say?
It says the ancient Aztec... hang on. Like, you've really put me on the spot now. It does say...
What was that bit about levitation?
Well, it says, I've heard theories that cultures had technology to somehow levitate or lighten heavy load in order to build incredible structures like the pyramids.
What, like mind bullets?
I just feel like if they had that, they probably wouldn't have, like, stopped using it as a thing and it would have disappeared.
Do you not think, like... Don't know.
But the aliens got them to build the pyramids and then took away the power. Is that what you think?
I don't know. Let's phone Reese.
I think you've gone all Scientology on us.
Okay, let's phone Reese. Okay. Think about the questions you need to ask.
Okay, I'll pause this.
That's weird. I'm not sure about that as a feature on my phone. When you ring someone, it shows the last message you exchanged.
God, yeah.
Wow, Jesus Christ. Oh, I'm recording.
You can get me any time. Nice to see you, big guy.
Reese. After you finish your message, just hang up. Or to hear more options, please press 1.
Reese, you're live on Breakfast Bad. Like, we've got loads of questions about dinosaurs and
ancient Egyptians
and talking. Can you give us a call back? Okay, bye.
Okay, so are we going to carry on talking about history in the meantime, or are we done?
No, we'll come back to that.
Okay, so what are we going to talk about now?
Hairdresser ransom Glasgow.
What does that mean?
Right, there was something amazing happened. Once again, I was talking to Reese about...
Why don't you just, like, sack us off and get Reese?
I asked him, he said
to
me.
What?
There was this thing happened the other day in Glasgow. This was, like, to do with, like, modern technology. Now, like, in the olden days...
They used to levitate stuff.
In the olden days, like, you'd have, like, things, like, on hard copies. Like, you'd have bits of paper with, like, information written on them and stuff. But even in hairdressers now, everything is stored digitally. And it's stored on, like, a server outside of the hairdressers.
You're talking about your haircut records?
I'm talking about, like appointment books, like, addresses, phone numbers, everything. And what happened in Glasgow, there was a hairdresser's, and the guy went into work to open his shop one day. And they tried to turn his system on, and like everything was just gone. Then he got a phone call, and it was like, "I've infiltrated your server. I've got everything, like all your accounts, like all of your like appointments for the next like however long. And the guy was like, okay. He was like, I need you to wire me £700 and you can have it all back. And it was just a ransom. So the guy had to pay 700 quid to get all of his stuff back.
I think he could have probably aimed higher, couldn't he?
I know, that's what I thought. I thought like, well, should we ask him for £1,000? Oh, that's a nice bit steep for Glasgow. But the guy, yeah, he had to pay it. Because like, what could he do? It was like 9 o'clock in the morning.
You know what you could do?
Phone the police.
Well, you could just keep a backup copy. Yeah. Like, it's a bit, I always think it's stupid when I hear stories like that and they're like, oh yeah, they got into everything. Like, that's why you always keep a hard drive copy of everything you have.
I'm just going to throw out there, like, I don't have a hard drive copy of anything.
No, nor do I.
The one thing that I have a hard drive copy of is my iTunes library. Because that scares me.
You can re-download that though, can't you?
You got a copy of the one thing you don't need.
No, because the problem is with my iTunes library, a lot of it was from when I had CDs, and you can't re-download those. Anything you've downloaded from iTunes. Oh,
right. Have you then boyed off your CDs?
Yeah. So then I got rid of my CDs when I moved, because there was no room.
The one thing I should back up is on my phone, my calendar has all my gigs in it.
Yeah.
That's not backed up.
Yeah, see, this is what I'm talking about, guys. Like, back things up.
Okay.
Should we do this? Should we turn this shit off?
Turn the show off and do some backing up.
Yeah.
Does that story lead on to anything else that you want to talk about?
Do you want to hear an embarrassing thing that happened to me yesterday?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know. I'm sorry about this because it involves teaching. But don't worry, I didn't do anything too bad. But I was teaching a lesson with a girl and she really wanted to learn Flashlight by Jessie J, which is in Pitch Perfect 2. And I was like, that's fine. I said, I'll just like go and print it off. I said, I'll just have to listen to it like once through because I've only heard like the Pitch Perfect. And she's like, yeah, that's fine. So I went onto YouTube on my iPad to play it. And considering it was like 4:30, I didn't think about the fact that it would be adverts. So, you know, sometimes YouTube gives you an advert and you can't skip it. So it's on full volume and I pressed play and then I just went to walk out the room. And the first thing that blasted out of my iPod with this, what, maybe 30, not even that, actually like 12-year-old girl, was... So do you always wear a condom? And I was like, oh my god! And like turned around and ran back in and I was like, and the iPad was like over the side of the room. And she was like, well, when I've had sex, it doesn't make a difference. And it was this Durex advert, like about the fact that basically you're trying to convince people to wear condoms. And I couldn't skip it. So I just like turned the volume down and she was just like staring at me. I was like, I'm so sorry. I was like, YouTube obviously don't like manage their adverts very well.
That never happens with my other teacher.
Yeah. He always wears it. Oh my god. Yeah, it was just terrible, and it was really awkward because she's really sweet and really lovely, and it was just.
We're gonna play it tomorrow. Whoa, bad.
But then we played the song, and she really enjoyed it, so it's fine. But I feel like I've ruined it a little bit.
Wowzers.
Yeah, I know.
You had a bad story, didn't you?
About what?
About
you did a
cheating
bad
and stealing.
Yeah, I was thinking about the last time like any of us ever cheated or stole. I don't mean in a sexual way. I mean, in a...
Or in a general way, I'm not a thief, as a...
like you've cheated, haven't you?
What?
On exams and stuff.
Have I cheated on an exam?
I don't know, I'm just throwing it out there.
It sounded like an accusation, so... I will admit, I haven't played Football Manager for ages, but I used to cheat. Like, sometimes if there was a really important game and I lost, I'd fucking turn it off until I won.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I think that's... A little step down from what I used to do on Football Manager, where if I had a really important game, sometimes I'd add an extra player and take control of the other team and play them without a goalkeeper.
Yeah. I've done that as well.
Yeah.
They won't let you do it on the new ones.
It's not a hollow victory, guys.
Really hollow.
Yeah, but then when you get, like, Blackpool to the Champions League finals, it's all right.
No, it still feels wrong.
It feels all right.
I ended up, like, making really weird rules about that. And myself.
Oh, like, it's okay.
Like, because like, the other thing you could do, you could buy one of, you could take control of another club and then buy some of your players for loads of money.
Yeah, I did that as well.
I stopped doing that. What my rule was, I was allowed to go to another club and buy the players, but I wasn't allowed to pay more than their transfer value, so I could just get rid of players.
I would do it, but I would only do it with like a team like Man City, where their funds were like absolutely like limitless, because I wouldn't want to ruin another club. You know,
no.
There's nothing worse than ruining.
Do you want to step on someone to get yourself up there, but you still want to get up there?
But like with Man City, I'd rather it was me than them, you know? They get like a couple of hundred million transfer budget every season, so why not buy all of my shit? So is that what you had in mind?
Like, have you ever cheated anything a bit more serious than that?
Not that I can think of.
I remember, because they say the first thing you stole, the first thing you ever steal, is like you can link it in later life to the profession that you go into. Like, so for example, if you steal a necklace, eventually you'll become a jeweller.
Really?
Yeah.
What did you steal?
I think I once accidentally stole some Tic Tacs from Woolworths. But, like, I never intended to steal them, and I put them in my pocket because I was going to grab something else. But, like, some woman saw me put them in my pocket. This was when I was, like, maybe 12 or 13. She came over to me, "You put them Tic Tacs back!" And that was literally the last time, first and last time I ever stole anything ever.
I stole, like, when I was at Highbury, so, like, it would have been... Like,
I know I haven't become a Tic Tac, is what I'm trying to get at.
Like, when I was, like, Daisy's age, so I was, like, sort of six-ish, I guess, six or seven, someone brought in an Easter egg, like a Cadbury's cream egg for the teacher, and me and someone else stole it and ate it. And I've become a chocolateer.
You stole Tom York sandwiches.
Yeah. So you're a food stealer as a thing.
Yeah. Also, like, I was on holiday in France for school once when I was about 15, 16, and we went to this shop and everyone was just nicking stuff and putting it in their pockets. And I got something, like, to kind of join in. I put it in my pocket and then I went up to the till and I bought something else. And it was just a little old man, and I just got the other thing out of my pocket. I went, "And that as well, please." And he looked at me, he went, "Oh, bless you." I was like, "Oh." I've never stole anything since then, until last week.
I was going to say, what did you steal?
So you stole something last week?
Yeah.
What did you steal?
I was in...
Was it that bank that...
I was in... let's just say it's I don't want to give it away, but let's just say it's a Swedish furniture shop.
Okay.
Right. And I think, like, me and Lucy were getting a free coffee, but I also wanted a cold drink, so I just stole an extra cup, so that, because I didn't want to drink my coffee and then have to put cold drink on top of, like, coffee, so I just stole an extra cup and then I just helped myself to get free. Drink. See, but it was horrible.
In some of the old flats that I've lived at, we used to stock up our glass cupboards by going to the pub and walking home with pint glasses. Mm. That's stealing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, that didn't even come up on my radar.
Suppose you think of stealing a shop. There's only been two instances of stuff like that. I remember when I was younger and it was Halloween. Like, I must have been, like, year seven, so, like, 11. And I went to Claire's Accessories with this girl, who we shall not name. And I won't name it, just in case. I'll tell you after. And she was, like, my best friend at the time, and she was so much cooler than I was, obviously. And we'd bought something else from somewhere and had, like, a little plastic bag. And then she was like, "Stand here." So I just stood there. And then I heard this noise, and she was like, "Right, I've put some devil horns, like, in your bag. We need to leave. And I was like... And honestly, like, the thing with Claire's Accessories is it was well known for never having any security cameras. It just had mirrors all over the ceiling. Mm. And, oh, my God, and I was like, I don't want to leave. She was like, "You need to get the other one now." She was like, "Well, otherwise they'll see it." And I was like, "Ugh!" And I remember, like, putting it in my bag and just, like, being all teary and, like, running out the shop and thinking that was it. And for, like, weeks, I thought the police were going to come and get me. It was horrible. And then I accidentally saw something with my friend Laura, but we went back and told them. Like, we'd been talking about trying on earrings, and she'd had them in her hand. And we walked out, we're in, like, a shopping centre. And then we'd, like, gone to get some food, and she come to pay. She was like, "Oh, my God." I was like, "We need to go back now." She was like, "They won't know." I was like, "We need to go back." Like, I get way too stressed out about stuff like that. Mm. Like, the time when I came back from Bullstock with, like, a few of my friends, one of them called Barry, and he had this game called Garden Gnomes, where you take stuff from a neighbour's garden and put it in the other neighbour's garden so they think they've stolen it, and they make them argue, which is actually really fun. And we were doing stuff like taking a light out of someone's garden, putting it through the neighbour's letterbox and things like that. And then we were really drunk, and he's like, "It'd be really funny." And there was this massive, like, heavy stone plant pot. So I helped him lift it, and we put it behind someone's car. And we're like, "It'd be so funny in the morning, they're going to reverse and hit it." And, like, in a drunken haze, I thought, that's hilarious. Woke up at, like, 6 o'clock in the morning, like, "Oh, my God, I need to go and move that." Like, they literally lived, like, up the road from me. Oh, God, and I ran out. I was, like, in pyjamas. I ran down the street. I was like...
"Stop the car!"
No, and I got there, and the plant pot was moved, and the car was gone, and I was like, "Oh, no, I didn't know the way." And then I realised it was a woman who worked, when I worked at the children's centre, she was one of the mums, and I was like, "What if she's found some CCTV?" Like, I just can't deal with that kind of guilt. It's stressing me out way too much, so I'm not going to steal.
I'm not saying we should steal. I get stolen from more than I've stolen in my life, I think.
Who steals from you?
Any gigs, like, people are just trying to steal stuff all the time.
Do they?
Yeah, what? Just little
what
things.
What kind of gigs do you do, you big weirdo?
Just, like, how many hats have I had stolen in the last year?
Don't take your hat off. Never take your hat off. First rule of hats.
Well, yeah, but my hat...
What's the second rule of hats?
Don't take your hat off.
Yeah. When I was at Sonosphere, we bought these, like, you know, like, trapper hats, like, with the fur and, like, the ears.
Like a Davy Crockett hat?
No, like... like a woodchopper's hat.
Okay.
Yeah, like a trapper hat. And we, like, there were three of us that bought them. Like, me, Baz and Jay had them. And this girl came over and she was, like, talking. And, she was a massive slut, I'm not going to lie. And what was really weird, Sonosphere. And yeah, she was like talking to us. And then she like reached and grabbed my hat and ran away with it. And also, like, she'd caught my sunglasses at the same time. And I remember being really stressed about it. So I was like, I really like those sunglasses. So I've got a tiny face and they really suit me. And I want that hat back. And I thought, if you'd just stolen it off one of the boys, it would make sense because they would, like, chase you. But why have you taken it off me?
Just being mean.
And, yeah, like, it was, like, oh, I'm so funny, like, and absolute rage, like, ignited inside me. And I took her out. I, like, full-on rugby tackled her. And hit her to the floor. And I don't even know, like, where it came from, where it happened. Like, it was so much more aggressive than it needed to be.
The amount of times you talk about fighting and stuff like that, and you're like, I wish I'd any sort of thing.
But that's the thing I do, but, like, I was like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, it just felt like a massive invasion of my privacy. So I was like, give it back, and she ran away. Just fucking ran after her. And as I got closer to her, I thought, I don't know what to do, so I fucking took her out.
I think I'll go home.
Like, yeah, and her face hit the floor, and, like, what's going on? And I just took my hat off, I was like, don't do that!
So what's the first rule of hats, bitch?
So FYI, it never takes that from me. It's like when people take my glasses without asking, it makes me really vulnerable and it stresses me out. And I just, yeah. So there you go.
Wow. Escalated quickly. Oh dear. Should we try Reese again?
I feel like you'd probably call us back if you had.
We're on 40 minutes, we're probably around the time for a wrap up.
Oh man. Hang on, I'll give you a call back. Then that will happen. It'll be better.
Can you just put it on speaker? You're an idiot.
What?
The worst phone one. If you get sacked for this.
He was in a class. Why is it not ringing?
You're ringing me.
Am I?
No.
There we go.
Do you think he's literally at the front of the class?
Hello.
Hello, how you doing, Reese? You're live on Breakfast Bad.
Not bad, how are you?
Good. We've got a few questions.
Okay.
Okay.
Hang on, I'm just trying to lock myself in the stationery cupboard.
Are you in a lesson?
Yeah, I was, but I'm not teaching. I was just helping out.
Okay. I've got a question about dinosaurs.
Oh, God. Okay.
Okay. Now, dinosaurs, like, they got wiped out by something. If they hadn't have got wiped out, like, would they have just carried on sort of evolving and eventually become like sort of human dinosaurs?
That's what happened in Super Mario Brothers, the movie, isn't it?
They would have carried on evolving. They probably wouldn't have become humans, no. Because they're lizards.
But they would have been like lizard humans, yeah, right?
They probably would have turned into like crocodiles. Surely a crocodile is a dinosaur that carried on evolving.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so they would adapt to their environment, but it depends on the environment as to what they would evolve into. Like if they hadn't have been wiped out, then there wouldn't be humans anyway because we'd have all been eaten.
Yeah. Okay.
Kev's got another question, which I think is ridiculous.
I think Kev is talking shit. Kevin thinks that in ancient Egypt they couldn't talk, but they only wrote things down.
Yes!
He's got that one wrong. Surely he's got that one wrong.
Well, I don't know.
They
used, like, hieroglyphics, didn't they, which are basically...
Yeah, because I can imagine them using hieroglyphics rather than writing, but not talking.
Reese, back me up here, mate.
Well, I imagine they would have had verbal communication, but they didn't have words like we do.
No,
they didn't have letters.
We said that
they made up words.
Yeah, but was it a bit like Hebrew? Was it like that kind of language?
It was before. Well, I think it was before. But yeah, I would have thought they would have spoken. But I don't know. See, the idea of having different sounds that are represented by different lines on a page that you could combine together to make words was a little bit later, I think. I can't imagine they just didn't talk to each other.
No, because babies make noises, like, that's the first thing you do. You just make noises, don't you? You can't stop that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then, we wouldn't have known anyway. There's no way of knowing, I suppose, because there's no recorded sound.
Is there no one still around that was around back then, though?
But, they must have done, because they wouldn't have figured out how to write or read or do any of that if they couldn't tell each other about it.
This is what we told Kevin.
Yeah.
Well, I'll take that we'll both take that as a win.
Oh, right.
Okay. Should we also take the fact that Kev thinks the pyramids were built by aliens as a win?
I never said that. Reese, who built the pyramids?
May well have been involved. Who knows?
Who is this guy?
What else? There was another one, wasn't there, Steph?
I think that was everything. That was all of our questions.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's been informative as ever. Thank you very much.
They found out that, I think they're pretty sure now, that the dinosaurs were wiped out by a meteor that hit the Earth.
Yeah, I've heard pretty conclusive. I think it's only Kevin that thinks it might have been aliens.
No, I always thought it was a meteor.
It caused an ice age because all the dust went in between us and the sun.
I think Kev told us that you're reading like an audiobook. You're not reading it, but you're listening to it, of like the history of the world. Like, maybe you should give us a rundown every few chapters so we're not quite as stupid.
Well, that's basically what he tried to do, and I've just fucked it all up.
I think there's been quite a lot of facts in this episode.
Kev can filter it and then give you his interpretation of it.
Yeah, that's probably more fun.
It's been quite interesting, but there's a lot of history, so there's quite a lot. But I'm getting there. Maybe I'll try and do like a 2-minute. Summary of the whole history of the world.
That'd be good, like a little presentation.
They have those on YouTube.
Cool.
I'll see if I can figure something out. I'll probably have to leave a few bits out.
Awesome, thanks, man.
Cool. All right, I'll speak to you soon, mate.
Thanks, Reese.
Have a lovely day, guys.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I like those things that you get on YouTube where they like condense a film into like 5 seconds.
Okay, yeah.
I saw an amazing one of Titanic. It basically started with like, this ship can't sink. The end.
Cool.
It's probably about time for a wrap up. Are we going to do that silly game thing or anything?
Oh, yeah, let's do the game.
Okay. Do you want me to write the alphabet down for you?
Yeah, let's write the alphabet down. Say that again.
Kevin's all about the cheating and stealing this week, right?
Don't steal, don't lift.
I wanted to pre-write down words.
Fuck off!
It's not the way the game works.
Okay, let's do that game.
Game, okay.
How does it go?
So we've got all the letters of the alphabet, and we have to do like a continuous story one after another.
Okay.
And we're trying to relate it back to stuff we're talking about.
It's going
to
be hard for this episode because this episode has been like a scatterbomb of madness. Okay.
Ancient.
Oh.
Buildings.
Can.
Dinosaur.
is that a complete sentence there?
Okay.
I didn't know dinosaur was a verb, but I'm very happy about it.
Every.
French.
Guillotine.
Yeah.
Has.
Indubitably.
What word was that?
Indubitably.
Indubitably? Is that a real word?
Yeah.
What does it mean? What have you used that on me?
Definitely. 100%. Like, completely.
So, every French guillotine has. Definitely.
Ironically, is that easier for you?
Justified.
Killing. Nice.
Oh, that's good. That works. Okay. I'm trying to think of stuff that we've actually talked about instead, but I can't. So, levitation.
May.
Not.
Obviously.
Pyramid.
Owen Stephen, the verb creator.
That was amazing. queer.
Oh. Reese.
Shouldn't.
Talk.
I'm so hungry. under.
Various.
Wigs?
Okay. Well,
let's just leave. X, Y, Z can just fucking do one. Just cross them out.
Okay.
All right, okay. Extraordinary.
No, it begins with an E.
Yellow. It doesn't begin with an E.
Xylophone.
YOLO.
This is zebra. Dumb. Okay.
Naked at work, naked in a car.
Oh, I never mentioned that.
I don't think you should. I think you should save that for next time.
Okay.
Why were you... Do I want to know why you were naked at work?
I was on this, like, there was a machine. I was working on this production line, making, like, polymer concrete drains.
I thought you just worked at the bricklayers.
No, this was, like, years ago.
Okay.
And I had, like, I had a loose tassel on my shirt, and it got sucked into the machine. And what happened was, like, it just raveled, and, like, it just took my entire T-shirt off. So one minute I was standing there, like sort of, like, scraping these things. Next minute, like, I was just completely naked. And everyone just started banging.
Were you only wearing a T-shirt then?
It was horrible. I still had trousers on. But everyone just started banging and scraping. It was like, I kept naked. Kept, what's going on? It was horrible. Yeah, that was bad.
That does sound bad.
It was pretty bad. Have you ever been naked at work?
Only as... Not like if it wasn't part of the specification in the first place.
Well, where did you used to work?
Naked cowboy, right?
Yeah, only for the naked cowboy.
Oh, cool. Steph?
Only when I'm having sex.
Yeah, we'll leave that.
Okay. You can find us on audio... Have you got anything else?
No. I'm
okay, cool. Yeah, find us on Audioboom. iTunes.
What's that funny Tune In Radio?
Oh, Tune In Radio as well. That's good. It's really nice on there. It looks really neat.
Does it?
Just has every episode really neatly on it.
Neat's your thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I like it when it's neat.
Oh, I was not being serious.
Oh. Steph, anything to add?
Nope.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.